I encourage you to travel. There is a world out there. Not everyone wants to live and work overseas. I get it. I understand. But I do know lots of you love to travel. I hope these episodes have inspired you to book that flight, research that city or country, and get going. As I mentioned, traveling overseas offers so many benefits. It provides you with opportunities to immerse yourself in new cultures, broaden your perspective, and gain a deeper understanding of the world. Welcome to Zest for Life podcast, designed to give you the motivation, inspiration, and a bounce in your step. I'm your host, Sharona Javen, and I'm so excited to have you join us for today's episode. I've spent the past few decades educating and sprinkling my joy and zest for life around the world, having lived on 5 continents. I am passionate about living life with zest. In this podcast, we'll dive deeper into everyday conversations on mindset, self-improvement, relationships, change, careers, the ebbs and flows of life, and many, many more topics that you get to be part of just by tuning in every Monday. Friends, let's not settle with just okay by being bogged down with the mundaneness of life, but be invigorated by my voice, motivational teachings, and true stories to ignite some zest into your life. So pull up a seat and make sure you're cozy. This is the Zest for Life podcast. Let's get started. Welcome to the Zest for Life podcast. Thank you for tuning in to part 2 of our travel journey to Spain and all the amazing stories and personal learning I've had. These travel episodes were requested by you. Thanks for all the amazing comments and DMs from last week's episode. And if you haven't checked it out, you got to go check out part 1 of our journey. And this is part 2. So happy to hear you enjoyed listening and couldn't wait for part 2. So let's dive right into it now. Last week, I mentioned some of my favorite places to visit, like the art gallery, the museums, the mercado, and lots of cultural festivals, and really, really immersing myself in their culture. And Barcelona has so much to offer you. So while living there, I also had to navigate using the train system. They have an extremely well-running metro system. It's super fast and one of the best ways to get around. Barcelona is just so well connected with their trains. Here's a little story about using the underground metro. I want to just say that I come from New Zealand and I was living in New Zealand at that time when I went over to Barcelona, Spain to work and live. So we drive in New Zealand, we drive on the left-hand side of the road, and in Spain, they drive on the right-hand side of the road. That's the directions the vehicles are moving. So, well, you might be thinking, how does it affect the metro? It totally matters because it depends on which side of the platform you are standing on, which depends on where you are going. So in your mind, the direction is opposite. If I totally confused you, don't worry. And for those who have moved countries or lived in other places where the left and the right directions are opposite, you'd get this. I remember there was so many times at the beginning of my stay in Barcelona when I would enter it from one entry or one entry point and then you had to get off, exit through another. Needless to say, at times I'd exit through the wrong the wrong exit and be in a completely different side of the road or the city, facing north, south, east, west, whichever way it was. And it was literally like little, what it reminded me of was meerkats that would pop out of the burrows from here and there and then go back in. That's what it kind of reminded me of. So everything is underground in terms of the train system. So anyway, there were times when I would go off, you know, get off on the wrong side of the road and just had to like learn to navigate and learn how to get back on track. And, you know, a lot of major cities do have the underground, and it's like a maze. It's very interesting. And if you've ever been to a big city or travel by train, say places like London or New York, I've navigated the train systems in those cities, and they have incredible public transit. And it's just fun, you know, navigating through all of that and through the maze in different parts of the world. But just to say that, you know, there were times when I was like, I got out of the wrong exit and didn't know how to get back home. And it was a matter of actually asking people for help. So this is what I want to kind of expand on a little bit more on this episode. I think in any city, when you're visiting or living there, traveling from point A to point B, there's always times when you have to stop and ask people for directions and how to get back to your hotel or your home. And so it's just part and parcel of travel, unless you are visiting an all-inclusive resort, and that's a totally different type of vacation. This is more about living in a particular place. So I'm talking about your day-to-day, you know, going to work, coming back from work, going to grocery shopping and finding your personal or local church, you know, attending different gatherings and events, and just navigating. And also in a city like Barcelona, where, you know, it's predominantly Spanish speaking. And so it is really important. And if you're not a Spanish speaker, and I encourage you to learn at least a few phrases or so just to get around. And most people are really kind and they help you out along the journey by gesturing and helping you navigate through different areas that you might be a little lost in. And there's nothing wrong with that. And so all those navigation stories, yes, you've got to have, yes, I know you've got your phone and you have your GPS and yes, you've got internet, but there is just something special about interacting with the local people and trying to speak in their language, in this case, Spanish, or at least in some parts of English, or at least gesturing, interacting with the local people. You know, most people are really happy to help you out, even if they don't know your language or you don't know theirs. You know, there's hand gestures. You can just show them a place in a flyer, a brochure, and tell them you want to go there. And they can often kind of at least lead you in the right direction. And it all comes down to being comfortable and asking for help when you don't know how to do something or how to get somewhere. I think a lot of us sometimes are far too, I don't know, proud or just too much ego. We just don't want to stop and ask anyone, or could even be, you know, you don't want to bother someone. You might just feel like everyone's busy about getting about in their own lives and you just don't want to bother them. And sometimes I fall into that category where I'm like, I don't want to trouble that person. They're too busy. And everyone is busy. Like everyone's going somewhere, doing something, but it's just something really special about stopping and asking for directions. Sometimes we might even be guilty of just being feeling shy, you know, from getting help from someone that you don't know. And in reality, you'll be surprised that people don't mind stopping and helping you. So if this can just be a little encouragement to you, there are so many things we've covered here, such as stepping out of our comfort zones. And I've done a whole episode on stepping out of your comfort zone. And that was a requested one too, another episode. You should check that out. And this is something that was also a request from my listeners, from you. And if you haven't checked it out, I'll put the episodes in the show notes as well, where you can definitely listen to what it is about stepping out of your comfort zone and how it is all about your character development and personal development along your journey in life. You know, it all comes down to putting yourself in a place of vulnerability, asking for help. And it might not be directions. It might be actually I don't know how this system works in this country, or in other cases, it might be something about a new job that you've just started, or a new city perhaps that you moved to. So it doesn't necessarily have to be about going to a new country or navigating in a new city. It can just be about your everyday life, things that are happening in your life, in your own city, in your own everyday work life space. And just asking other people for help, because there are so many times I know that I would have literally stopped what I was doing and given someone directions in a city, or stopped to help them out in a shopping mall or just even in the playground. But one of the best compliments ever was when I was stopped by tourists and asked for directions in a city that I was actually visiting myself and it wasn't my home. And so it's like the blind leading the blind, but it's really a compliment because I think there must be something that people saw that was like, oh, she seems confident. She knows where she's going. That's happened to me here in Vancouver as well. Sometimes when I first moved here, and I was also very new to the city, but it was kind of fun when they start talking to you and then they hear you and they're like, oh, she's got an accent too, and it's not Canadian. So it's kind of fun. And then you have a conversation, you strike up a conversation and talk about travels, and it's just fun. Another nugget for you to take away is your own personal growth that occurs when you travel, becoming more open-minded to be able to go to another country to ask for help. It takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of guts to be able to be somewhere by yourself and to be able to get through that time and enjoy every part of it. Explore. I highly recommend it. Go to those shows, go to the events, go to the local Saturday markets. If there's any sort of special festivities that the country has during that time, go attend, be part of it, learn something new, learn their new language, learn to understand their ways, how they do things, how they think. It keeps you growing as a person and you learn to become much more accepting of other people. It opens up your mind, and I do attribute that to all my travel experiences, is having an open mind. Being exposed to many different ways of being and doing, and you learn that there is many different ways you can do the same thing. I know coming from New Zealand, you know, it's not just about my way or the way that I've always done something, but there are many different ways that you can get to the same result, but different people do it in different ways because of their own experiences. So it really does change your lens in which you see the world with a much more expanded and open mind. You also learn that differences aren't necessarily a bad thing. Differences just make us even more unique and interesting. And for me personally, difference just makes me want to get curious about why they do think a certain way, or why do they do things a certain way? You know, what happened? What is their history? How did they evolve? How did this become what it is over time? And getting really curious about it. So those are just some of my thoughts. Like I said at the start, this is a fun episode, and I literally just talked from my heart and really shared some of my own experiences. Everyone's travel experiences will look different and sound different. We may visit the same place, but have totally different experiences, and that's okay. I must say, I would love to go back and have the opportunity to explore other parts of, you know, of Spain, different regions. And also at this time, a shout out to all my friends in Spain. They really did add to the richness of my experiences. I encourage you to travel. There is a world out there. Not everyone wants to live and work overseas. I get it. I understand. But I do know lots of you love to travel. I hope these episodes have inspired you to book that flight, research that city or country, and get going. As I mentioned, traveling overseas offers so many benefits. It provides you with opportunities to immerse yourself in new cultures, broaden your perspective, and gain a deeper understanding of the world. Follow along next week as we continue this series. Where will we go to next? Stay tuned on Instagram for clues. And don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And let's be pals on the Zest for Life podcast on Instagram. Love to know what you thought about today's episode. And I love hearing from you about your travel experiences so we can all trailblaze through life with more zest. I'm over here giving you a virtual high five for listening to today's episode. Thank you for tuning into the Zest for Life podcast. I hope this episode has filled your day with inspiration, laughter, and a whole lot of zest. If you're finding value in this podcast, I would greatly appreciate if you could leave me up to a 5-star review. It would mean the world to me. Also, make sure you have your automatic downloads turned on wherever you listen to your podcast, so the weekly Zest for Life podcast is in your queue and ready to bring you inspiration, motivation, and an injection of zing you didn't even know you needed. Together, let's trailblaze through life with more zest. Let's go.